From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Sounds from outside a restaurant in Cairo, where Egyptian officials say at least 16 people were killed early Friday in a Molotov cocktail attack. A motive has not yet been determined for the firebombing. Security officials deny the attack was terrorist-related, but have also provided several conflicting statements. The Interior Ministry said the incident began with a disagreement between nightclub staff and others. Earlier, the MENA state news agency quoted an official who said three men on a motorcycle threw the firebomb into the club, and an official told the Reuters news agency that the bombing was an employee who recently was fired. Prayer vigils were held across San Bernardino County in the U.S. state of California Thursday evening following the shooting rampage at a social services center by a husband and wife who killed 14 people and wounded 21. Officials say they still do not know what prompted Saad Rizwan Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, to open fire on the man's co-workers. They were later killed in a shootout with police. His co-workers described him as mild-mannered and well-liked. China is offering $60 billion in loans and aid to Africa to spur development in the latest sign of Beijing's deepening ties to the continent. Chinese President Xi Jinping announced the package Friday at the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation Summit in Johannesburg. Xi also pledged non-interference in regional politics. Western governments have accused China of ignoring wars and human rights abuses in Africa as it pursues trade and the continent's raw materials. From Washington, this is VOA News. The fate of Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour remains unclear Friday after two days after Afghan authorities alleged he was wounded in a gunfight during a meeting of militant commanders in neighboring Pakistan. A spokesman for the first vice president of Afghanistan said in a Twitter post late Thursday that the Taliban leader had died of his wounds, though the Taliban rejected that claim. But late Thursday, Afghan chief executive Abdullah Abdullah made a formal statement in which he said the Afghan government confirms that the leader of the Taliban faction, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, was wounded in a clash near Quetta, but we don't know whether he survived. Abdullah also said the incident supports Afghan assertions that the Taliban insurgency is being aided and directed from the other side of the border, urging Pakistan to take effective steps against the terrorists involved in attacks in Afghanistan. The alleged incident, if confirmed, is likely to fuel internal rivalries within the Taliban. U.S. women soldiers will soon be able to drive tanks and fire mortars in the near future as the Pentagon opens all combat positions to women starting in the new year. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter made the announcement Thursday at the Pentagon.
This means that as long as they qualify and meet the standards, women will now be able to contribute to our mission in ways they could not before. They'll be allowed to drive tanks, fire mortars, and lead infantry soldiers into combat. They'll be able to serve as Army Rangers and Green Berets, Navy SEALs, Marine Corps infantry, Air Force parajumpers, and everything else that was previously open only to men.
He noted that the overarching objective is to improve U.S. fighting forces. The FIFA corruption scandal involving football's world governing body is widening. After announcing the indictments of 16 additional FIFA officials Thursday on charges including racketeering, the U.S. Attorney General issued a warning to others. Loretta Lynch is the U.S. Attorney General.
The betrayal of trust that is set forth here is truly outrageous, and the scale of corruption alleged herein is unconscionable. And the message from this announcement should be clear to every culpable individual who remains in the shadows, hoping to evade this ongoing investigation. You will not wait us out, and you will not escape our focus.
From the embattled FIFA president Sepp Blatter to other high-ranking officials arrested in the first round of indictments in May, the U.S. has vowed to root out those allegedly responsible for crimes committed and some linked to future events. FIFA is already taking a financial hit from the U.S. crackdown. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.